A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. You can go to lootcrate.com/filthycasuals and enter the code filthycasuals to save 10% off of any new subscription today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey, how you doing? This is Adam here. Just very quickly letting you know that this is a very special Christmas live episode that we recorded at Cake Wines in Sydney. Just wanted to say thanks so much to the people there for having us and to all the people who came out as well. And I hope you all enjoy this live episode.
Is this recording?
Okay.
Oh, wait. You gotta fade it down as well, you know.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. We are live from Sydney at Cake Wines. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always, we have Ben Vanell.
Hey, Tommy. Episode 113, we play video games on a screen.
I would have gone with let's try and keep it clean.
I don't want to.
I'm feeling keen.
Amanda Keane.
Nick's Mean Bean Machine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Adam Knox as well. Hello, thank you for having me.
That doesn't rhyme as well.
We have a guest today as well.
Oh, we want to get him straight in?
First.
This is going well. let's just get our guest in here. Folks, you know him from Fancy Boy and from Tonightly. He's a great friend of ours. Please welcome Greg Larson.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
I just want to point out that Greg had to walk up to the mic then. He didn't just sit for a while without responding.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Greg.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. I'm going to be a really good guest, I'm sure of it.
Greg sent me a message earlier. Are you going to plan to actually do this, or were you kidding?
Well, I was kidding, but you can say it if you want.
He sent me a message because I asked him to do it, and then he said, like, yeah, okay, but I'm mainly going to talk about, like, Yoshi's wet slit. like, that's the kind of mood I'm in, so I don't know. You make your mind up.
What happened to keeping it clean?
Now, this is making me extremely keen, I have to say.
No.
I mean, he lays eggs, so there must be some kind of slit situation.
Well, if he lays eggs, then Yoshi would have what's known in the animal kingdom as a cloaca.
Yes.
Yeah, which is like a vagina-anus combination situation.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Real time saver.
Yeah. Welcome to the party.
People at home, as that conversation started, someone walked in the front door of the venue and, like, kept going, and it looked like they were just going to walk straight out through the back door and just keep going. Just a nice a through draft walkout, I think you call that.
Yes.
It would have been great. Greg, thanks for joining us.
No worries.
It's a hot summer Sydney day, and I think that means that we need to get into a bit of fashion report. We'll start with you. You've turned up in. Talk us through it. What do you got?
I'm wearing Mr. Big cargo shorts from Target. They are utilitarian and very efficient. I've got like keys. I've got wallet. Everything. And I'm also wearing a Mr. Big. Polo shirt, also from Target.
And when you say Mr. Big, it's like, for people at home, it's got the Sex and the City character on the front of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
it's really cool, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much.
Even after you first said Mr. Big, when you were about to say it the second time, I thought you were going to say Mr. Bean, and I was really excited.
I've also bought Mr. Big clothes before as a joke, but no, for real, because I need them.
Yeah, and because you're a larger gentleman than yourself.
And I really hate it because they set it up with these huge signs and like it's this really like, we've got a Mr. Big section, aren't you lucky?
But yeah, and I always have to like, when I'm trying to find the Mr. Big section, I always have to like try and joke around with the person. Like I'll be like, oh, where's the fat cunt section? And I'm secretly really sad inside.
I always got... I do a thing where, and no one's looking, but I kind of walk past it and then go like, uh-huh. Like I've noticed it for the first time. I go like, yeah, uh-huh. Maybe, what's here? I'll have a look. Yeah, I've got time to kill. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. That kind of act out reminds me of a certain British mime character.
I feel like me and Ben could just leave. This has just turned into a support group for the two of you and your clothes shopping habits.
The support we need is like scaffolding as well.
It does look like two separate support groups have met on the same stage. I'm not sure what we're here for, Tommy, but it's not good.
You've got the shorts that have the pockets on the front. Now, how often are you ever using them?
Every damn day of my life.
Really?
Yeah, I can put anything I want in them. They're really good. This is the thing. I no longer give a shit. I know cargo pants are bad socially, but I have a partner now. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't need to talk to anyone anymore. Mm-hmm. And I can fit everything I need in the cargo pockets. I'm back onto cargo shorts, and I don't care who knows it.
But then follow-up question. I noticed that polo top you're wearing, you've got a pocket on each breast.
Yes.
Now, talk me through what you're ever putting in it. One, let alone both of them.
Fried chicken. Okay.
Got a chicken on each tit. The only time I ever use it, this isn't even funny, but I'm going to continue saying it, is my Opal card when I swipe onto the bus.
Oh,
and I know if
bad.
I put it back in my wallet, I'll forget to swipe off, so I put it in the top pocket so I don't forget.
Okay.
But here's another tip. I also go for the pockets because there's something about the shape of the pockets that detracts from the man boob.
Do you think that's a deliberate thing, like it's meant to make people think, oh well, his pockets are just stuffed, those aren't
exactly. I've got all this stuff in my pockets.
He just needed a place to put his sacks of water. I've started using my like shirt pockets if I have them as well, which made me like, it's the first thing where I've gone, oh, I'm aging.
Yeah.
I'm becoming an older man. It's a very old man thing to use your chest pocket.
It absolutely is. Yeah. But who cares, man?
Nah, man, it's gonna happen either way.
Yeah. Well, I think that about covers everything we came here to talk about. And then talk us through the shoe situation. You seem to have moved from thongs onto some kind of like sandal arrangement, which I have to say I'm enjoying.
Well, yeah, they're just thongs. It's summertime in Sydney, man. Like, you know, get out amongst it. I also have been... I've also been wearing thongs a lot because I recently was hospitalised for septic arthritis in my ankle.
Jesus.
And I've got and I've been wanting to not cover the area in socks, you know, so I can heal this because I had surgery on my ankle. And it's healing all right. It's coming along.
What you're saying to people in the front row...
Single round of applause there.
What you're saying to the people in the front row is that they're exposed to an open wound and they could easily just catch whatever it is that you've got.
It's basically closed now.
Greg was telling me this story as well, and they don't know that it was septic arthritis.
Yeah,
it was a medical mystery disease.
It was. I had surgery. I was in hospital for a week, and then they were like, oh, actually, maybe it wasn't septic arthritis after all. And now they don't know what it is.
It could be anything.
All I know is it's definitely not gout, and that's what I'm happy about. I'm just like, yes, I don't have gout. I'm not there yet.
My number five game of the year is
Gout Simulator, the sequel to Goat Simulator.
Fuck. Very good, nice.
Well, we got a lot out of pretty much everything that he's wearing. Yeah. That was a successful fashion report, I think.
Oh, and also this haircut. this is true. I don't know, because you guys remember in the news, because I'm not from Sydney. I've only just moved up here. And apparently in the news a year ago, there was like this bad misogynist barber that everyone was angry about.
That's true.
That's from them. I didn't realize until I was leaving, and I was like, I reckon that might have been that barber everyone was going on about.
Jesus.
And because I'd went to another barber that people had recommended, and they were like, yeah, man, it's like a 3-hour wait and we don't take appointments. I'm like, well, then I'll never go to you. And then I'm just wandering around Newtown trying to find a barber, and then there's just one open with no one in there. I was like, oh, sweet, straight to the front.
I would argue that if you didn't realise he was the misogynist barber until you left, then he's doing a pretty bad job of being a misogynist, don't you think?
All he did was just cut my hair. He didn't anything. He didn't hurt anybody.
Face the other way for a second. He shaved "I hate women" into the back. Have you seen that?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but to be fair, when he showed him the mirror on the back, it was reversed. So how was Greg to know?
Niwo ita I. That's nice. Probably means peace in some other language.
This is the greatest fashion report of all time.
This is a hell of a fashion report. There's only, I mean, the glasses, anything on them? Then we've covered pretty much your whole body.
We're not starved for content. We can do something else if we need to.
I think it's pretty obvious that we are.
Specsavers. I got the low reflection coating.
Yeah. You had some fans.
Yeah, right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Specsaver.
Bigger clap than for when Greg said he'd healed.
More response than any game we're going to talk about, I reckon.
All right.
Good on you.
Okay. I thought you had more.
Nothing.
So, Greg, we've been wanting to have you on for a while because you're a comedian about town. You're right into games. Like you and I have talked about games a lot over the years.
I'm very into games. Yes.
You've had a busy year. Have you been playing much this year?
Yes, this year I've been playing. I played a shitload of Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real problem for me in my life. It did actually cause problems.
I went and saw Greg's comedy festival show, and it was good, apart from one bit in the middle. And then after that bit in the middle, he said, "Oh, I didn't write this bit well. I was playing Breath of the Wild too much." And at the time, it was right at the end, actually.
No, it was at the end of the show. Yeah. Where it wasn't. It wasn't the bit in the middle. I apologized for the entire show. I was on my knees crying to this mannequin that I'd built that was being voiced by Ben Russell backstage, which I got him in like 2 days beforehand, going, "You got to be the voice of a mannequin because my show's got nothing." And then I was crying to the mannequin saying, "I'm sorry that this show is so bad." And he's like, "Yeah, it's because you've been playing Zelda the whole time." And everyone laughed. It got a huge laugh, but it was 100% true. Like, that was the reason my show was so bad, was because I played Zelda for a long time.
And I'd like to think it's moments like that that were influencing the developing team as they were working on the game. Like, how good is this? We are going to fuck up people's lives. How good's this going to be? But you've played games like you're a long time gamer, right? Like,
yeah, for sure. I've been since the Sega Mega Drive.
Oh, nice.
I've been playing games for a long time. I love games. Mm-hmm. I love video games.
What were your most formative ones growing up?
I was not into Nintendo at all. I was a Sega kid. Mm-hmm. So I was Sonic the Hedgehog. That was the best. I loved Sonic the Hedgehog.
So a lot of school presentations where you're breaking down in tears at the end going, "I'm sorry, Sonic and Knuckles came out yesterday and that's why this presentation is no good."
Yeah, pretty much. I used to love, there was an old game on Mega Drive called Skitchin. I don't know if anyone remembers Skitchin.
Skitchin is in like hanging onto the back of a car.
Hanging onto the back of cars with rollerblades. Oh. It was like the game Road Rash. This guy, I know you'd like Skitchin. There's a
you skitched here.
We, just for the listeners, we have a character from the Biker Mice from Mars sitting in the second row of the gig.
It's like Road Rash, which is probably more popular. But you're basically a race on rollerblades, but you have metal bars and shit to hit the other rollerbladers with.
Wow.
And it was cool, man.
Skitchin sounds like a comedy sketch show that's all set in kitchens and is just all about cooking.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Gets terrible after like there's three good episodes and then they're like, "Oh, we're out of ideas." There's only so much stuff in the kitchen. What if a doctor came into the kitchen and it was like set it up as a doctor's office?
Yeah, it's like a spin-off from Skid House. It's like the house is too broad. You know, there's too many ideas here. Yeah. Just focus on one room of the house. Yeah. The skitchen.
Skitchen in the kitchen, shit house in the toilet. I can't think of one for the bedroom because I only had shit house and it didn't go well. What did you do after the Mega Drive?
After the Mega Drive, Mega Drive then? Oh, and no, I did get a Nintendo 64. That was the next thing I got. I did have a Sega 32X.
Oh, really?
So I had the Mega Drive, then I got the 32X, and I had Virtual Fighter on there and nothing else. And then I got a Nintendo 64, and my parents bought that for me and my brother because we had gone to a private school, a high school. They transferred us to a private school. This is a long story now. But they said if we both got scholarships because they couldn't afford it, they would buy us a Nintendo 64, and then we did because we're really smart. And then we got a Nintendo 64, and that was the best console I've ever owned. So I was never happier than when I had the Nintendo 64.
So what games? What were your games on the 64?
Oh, well, obviously Ocarina of Time. I was awake. It felt like weeks waiting for that game to come out. I've never felt any happier moment than when I got Ocarina of Time. I'll never be that happy again.
And you open the box and fuck me dead, the cartridge is gold. They
yeah.
did it.
Oh, yeah.
The absolute maniacs.
The best. And Lilac Wars, I loved Lilac Wars. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have this, but I feel like your parents always have one game that they play. And for my dad, that was Lilac Wars. And he was better than all of us at Lilac Wars. He was way better. He'd clocked it before any of us. He'd beaten, like, the hardest, like, version of it. And for my mum, it was the game Shatters of the Empire, the Star Wars game. She was so good at it. I couldn't believe it.
What?
But they didn't play any other games at all.
What a weird family. Your dad's just there absolutely working the rumble pack. Your mum's... Yeah. Right, so because this is the thing that we kind of wanted to talk to you about as well, is that so your brother is a games developer?
Yes, he is. He himself is works in marketing. I'm holding the mic.
Yeah, you're about to go freeform.
Hey man, look, let me tell you a story.
Do the show, Greg. Do the show.
Yeah.
It'll only take about 10 minutes.
Fuck, man. Well,
now Nox is following suit.
Me to the core.
Wow. Yeah, it looks more comfortable.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Your brother.
Oh, yeah, my brother. he works in... He was the head of marketing at Half Brick, the company that made Fruit Ninja.
And you've heard of Fruit Ninja, right? Yeah, like, he did a good job of marketing that game.
Yeah. I wish... Because this is the thing as well. Before Fruit Ninja came out, the company was piss poor. They were, you know, and he was not making very much money. And he said, oh, we've got this new game coming out. It's called Fruit Ninja. And he asked me and my other friend Henry, who is also in Fancy Boy. And this is at the time when we had no money and we're just doing comedy for nothing. And he said, oh, could you guys make a funny video to promote this game, Fruit Ninja? So it's probably still up there. I haven't checked in a while, but we literally just dressed up as fruit. And Henry dressed up as a ninja and we just fought in the park. And we did it for free.
How'd you come up with that idea?
Well, it was hard, man. I had to go to the desert for a while. And then I just wish I had asked for, like, just one percentage point of that game. Like, I was like, no, you don't have to pay me any money. And then the game was, very...
Like, that was on Jimmy Fallon and shit. Like, they
My brother's face is on a billboard in China.
Really?
Yeah, for, like, investing in Queensland business or something. It's just, like, my brother's face.
Wow.
It's really weird.
So you both got scholarships, but then took very different paths after
Yes,
that.
That's correct, yeah. He became very successful, and now I'm doing all right, but there was a long time where, man, I was reading an article about him winning, like, the Lord Mayor's Award in Brisbane for, like, small business or something, and I was doing this while I was working as a telemarketer, like... Just killing time and just going, fuck, I've got to do something with my life, man.
You win the Lord Mayor's Award in Brisbane if you just, like, don't smoke crack.
Yeah, that's true.
Basically.
Yeah. That's
and
much.
I think also sometimes if you do smoke crack.
Yeah.
I really liked Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah.
They made. That was fun.
That was cool.
You know, Jetpack Joyride.
Character was based on my brother.
Oh, really?
Like, or his in vision of what he thinks he is was that character.
My main trait is jetpack.
Is there any... have you factored in his games in any way? Have you given him any feedback that's ended up in any stuff that they've made? Or are there any little, you know, loving tributes to little Greggy?
I wish there was some kind of funny story, but not really.
It's funny in itself.
Sometimes ask me, like, what do you reckon of this game? And I'll be like, yeah, it's good. And then I'll tell him the things that weren't good. And then he'll go, yeah, but we can't change that, so shut up. All right, cool.
What if it wasn't fruit?
Yeah, that was...
Just a tip you can't change.
It was just ninja and you just slice nothing on this. But and my brother now, he left Half Brick, and I think every single person at Half Brick ended up leaving Half Brick.
All right.
My brother now has his own company called Pretty Great, and they make games.
Nice.
Yeah, I was playing one of them, Crash Club?
Yeah, Crash Club, yeah.
It's cool.
It's an online game where you smash into each other in cars. It's pretty cool. Give it a... Check it out.
Did you make a video for that? You and Henry just in a head-on collision?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
So what would you say over the years, what's the game that you think you've put the most time into?
Well, it would...
Pre-Breath of the Wild.
It would almost be Gwent by now.
Right.
I've been playing Gwent a fuckload. Like, and it's not even that it's that good. It's just like crack. I'm just addicted to Gwent.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get something from Gwent. The Lord Mayor of Brisbane for that, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Any Gwent heads in the crowd? Any
Gwentleman? Gwentleman?
One maybe.
It's like 20 of them who didn't bother to show up because they're at home going, oh, I need to do another thing that you do in Gwent.
It's one of those games that I imagine if you're really into it and you listen to this show is very frustrating because it just never comes up because
I played The Witcher 3 and actively avoided Gwent because I thought it sucked.
Right.
Well, you're my enemy. All the Mr. Big stuff aside, we are enemies.
you're black and white. You're like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
And which one's always the hero?
The Gwent one.
What's Gwent?
It's just like I can't even.
It's a like Hearthstone-y type.
Card. Yeah, people say it is, but I never played Hearthstone either, and I've never been a big into any card games at all. But I did like Gwent when I played The Witcher, and I love The Witcher. So I played The Witcher a lot, and I played Gwent a lot. And then when there was a standalone game, I went, yeah, I'll give that a shot, and I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, but right.
Other than that, the games that I played the most would be like Elder Scrolls games, like Oblivion and Skyrim played a shitload. Final Fantasy as well, up until, like I used to love Final Fantasy VIII back in the day. I played that a shitload.
That's great.
But yeah. Thank you.
It sounded condescending, but yeah. I mean it. It's a great.
That's cool. That's great, Greg. That's great.
That's hot. So talk us through your year. So apart from Breath of the Wild, have you gone in on most? Because it's been we've been talking about this a lot on the show. It's been such a huge year for games. Like probably what in terms of like major releases, like one of the biggest years I can remember in the last little while. What percentage of stuff have you gone in on?
Well, hardly anything this year. I've been playing a lot of games, but. Well, the Wild.
That took a turn.
No, but like, I've been playing a couple of games a lot, is more what I'm saying. Like,
right.
Played a lot. Like, I played Breath of the Wild heaps. I played Gwent fucking heaps.
That's not a 2017 release, though.
Gwent?
Yeah.
I think it's technically out yet.
No, is it? Oh, okay.
But I just got it this year. Same with Stardew Valley. Like, I only just got Stardew Valley this year, and I played that a lot as well, even though that's not a new.
Nah, keep it going. That sounded cool.
Yeah. Stardew Valley, Gwent, Mario Odyssey. I played Mario Odyssey. I clocked it when I was in hospital for this pre-mentioned septic arthritis.
Oh, callback.
Yeah, thank you.
That feel like a little like all you were doing is jumping in that game. Mm. The fact that if you'd have jumped, it would have snapped your ankle in half. Yeah.
It was bittersweet. But I was on endo the whole time as well, so it was just a very good experience. High in a bed playing Mario Odyssey for a week straight. It was good. Yeah.
That's sick.
I played, Horizon Zero Dawn. I got that and played about 20 minutes of it before Gwent finished downloading, and then that was... And then that was as much as I played of that.
So basically what you need is you need someone to, like, mod Breath of the Wild so that you can play Gwent within it and then you'll be set forever.
Much. Yeah, yeah.
I definitely had that thing of, like spending a fucking strange amount of time on a pretty simple kind of get. Like, I played Picross 3D to a point where I left uni.
Oh, shit.
Because I was like, oh, I'm not doing well enough. If this was about chiseling out cubes, I'd be the what's a university president called? Dean?
Dean?
Yeah, I'd be
Dean of cube.
I did not spend an enormous amount of time at university.
Yeah. I think there's other reasons why you got kicked out. Just walking into his office. Listen, fucking whatever you are. You know what?
I'm going to have your job one day when this place is about cubes. I'm in that chair.
Did we want to go through the... Because we did a poll on the socials and stuff. Do we want to go through this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Knox has decided to just fucking leave the show.
To go and get the thing we were talking
about. Okay. So we did a poll on our website and on Facebook and stuff. We are going to do our Game of the Year episode next week, but we wanted to hear from the people who listen what your Game of the Year was. So we thought we'd go through the listeners. Do we want to do the top 10?
Yeah, I got a top 10 here. Did anyone vote who's here in this? Yeah? Cool. What did you all vote for? Yell it at once.
Well, spoilers.
I couldn't hear any of them. So we got like 500 votes ish.
Yeah.
Which, because we changed it so you had to give us your email, so a lot of people went, nah!
Fair.
So, do we want to go through from 10 to 1? Molly Meldrum style.
Yeah, you always count up. You never reveal the best one.
Yeah. Just get more boring as it goes along. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got like a joint 9th and 10th in Cuphead and Resident Evil 7. Anyone vote for them? Oh, you did? Well, that's why it's on here. Congratulations.
Resident Evil 7's better. I'll be the tiebreaker. Better.
No, Cuphead's better.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Why don't you dress up as fruit?
The guest gets to be the tiebreaker. The guest is allowed to tiebreak.
Okay, so dress up as a fruit and a ninja and fight. Yeah, yeah.
So one person in here voted for Cuphead. Did anyone in here vote for Resident Evil 7?
Okay, well, that's a tiebreaker. It's Cuphead.
I'm going to have to come clean. I didn't play Resident Evil 7, so...
Yeah, is it's better than Cuphead. I agree as well. I will say as well.
Did you play Cuphead?
Nah. I've seen clips of it and I went, nah.
Technically, more people voted for Austin Powers Pinball than either of them. But I decided not to count that in the in the final tally.
Is this what gerrymandering is?
I don't know who that is.
I think you...
Cherrymander. I hardly know her.
He works at a university.
Number 8 is Nier Automata, which I'm still not sure if that's how you pronounce that.
I believe it is.
Nier? No, Automata. Okay, yeah. That's anyone vote for that?
Anyone got any opinions on the pronunciation?
No. We'd know who would have voted for that because they would have brought a body pillow with them.
Very good.
Yeah. Probably like 80% of the men in here at least, but they just don't want to own up to it.
I reckon 25% of the men up here as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great
I like
game.
That game.
Yeah, great
really
game.
For the lingerie, it's the weird. Numbers. They dress her in lingerie. It's very odd.
Isn't it fucked that just by commenting on something that's in the game, you look like a creep?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's not fair. It's like someone else put it in there. I'm just looking at it and responding to it.
Yeah. I know. If I'd have gone like, oh, that swastika's a bit racist. Ooh. Don't point it out. Number 7, Assassin's Creed Origins was number 7. Anyone do that one? Nah. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Very sheepish.
Yeah. Number 6, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Yep, you did. Yeah, you at the back? Cool. We've got 100 people in this room. They drop onto an island. We're all going to fight, and then that, at the end of it, whoever wins gets...
That's come out this week, hasn't it?
It comes out, I think, on Wednesday or something.
Right.
Right.
What's the date today? Oh, it's the whatever the release date of this podcast is. That's the date. Joint 4 and 5 tied are Injustice 2 and Persona 5.
Mm.
Anyone vote for any of these? I will say that the winner had about 40-something percent of the votes.
Yeah.
So when I say backgammon, what's a funny one to say there?
What do you mean?
Maybe something funny to win.
Like
I tried to draw
like
you
like rugby union.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Game of rugby.
I don't know why I expected you to like intuit what I was trying to.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Persona 5's great.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's only at what was it, 4th?
4/5.
Yeah.
Have you played any of that, Greg?
I've played a bit of it. Yeah. I only just got it quite recently, and I've played the first. I've played it for like 3 hours, and it's good.
I have a feeling that game could fuck up your next festival show.
You've.
Well, I'm not doing another one, so I'll be all good.
You've played like 3% of that game. It's fucked. Yeah. It's a long ass game.
So how many hours does it go for then?
I'm not gonna answer. But next time you get gout or whatever you had, you can play through that.
Wasn't gout, but yeah.
It must have been a bit of relief, though. Like, there's so many good games, and there's such a backlog that, like, even if you are just wiped out and you can never walk again, who fucking needs to, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Get that disability pension and just play games forever. Yeah. The best.
Number 3, Super Mario Odyssey.
Oh, how is that number 3?
Well, because there's 2 ahead of it. So.
You go.
But, yeah, the top 3, well, these next 2 are very close as well. Number 1 won by 1. Number 2 is Horizon Zero Dawn. Anybody vote for that?
I think it's...
Yeah, okay.
I think it's Horizon, isn't it?
Horizon? Yeah. Horizon.
You say horizontal. Yeah, that's Horizon.
Do you want to drag me into this bad bit, Tommy? Just to balance it out?
Sure. What do you got?
Fuck!
A number one was Zelda. So,
yeah.
Kind of a poor, like, everyone knew it was going to win.
Of course it's Zelda.
Yeah. It's like Hillary.
Always going to be Zelda.
It's great, like...
We did, I don't know if we've told this story, we had to cut out a part of the podcast we released on the day that Trump got elected, because we recorded it before that came out. We were joking around, like, as if he'd gotten elected, like, yeah. Imagine. Yeah. And then it happened, and we realized, like, oh, fuck. Yeah. All of these jokes are really tasteless now.
I love the way you just described Trump winning the election as, before all that came out, like, flippant way of describing this huge fucked up event.
How do you say when news happened?
Like you just said it then.
Yeah. When that news happened.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the all your guys' top 10. Mm.
It's kind of a weird thing where, like, in a year where there's, like, a game that is, like, so far and away, like, just... It's, like, makes it great for the year of gaming, makes it very boring for doing end-of-the-year lists. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder how many websites we're going to see just trying to be absolutely go rogue and just put something like... Like, put Cuphead at number one just to be, you know, contrary.
Hey, get ready for our Game of the Year episode, baby.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Zelda's going to be my number one.
I legitimately, agree with that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, actually, I don't think it's actually the best game. Of course it is. It's the best fucking game.
Yeah, so have you finished it? Like, what are you doing it, Greg? Have you finished it, or did you spend a lot of time just fucking around? Or
I spent a lot of time fucking around and then finished it and then spent a lot more time fucking around. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't get the DLC because I was waiting for all the DLC to come out. Mm-hmm. And I just played it so much, I was like, I need a break for a while.
Have you gotten it yet then? You've not played it at all?
No, I still haven't got any DLC.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to playing it. I just played it so much, I was like, I need to wait a good amount of time before I pick it up again.
It's going to be great when there's like three shit episodes of Tonightly in a row.
Yeah.
when you start playing the DLC for it.
Yeah.
Like, so could we do a sketch about a motorbike?
I do like that. I was thinking this after we did the episode last week about the Zelda DLC, but like, so in Mario Odyssey and potential spoilers here, but you get up to the... Oh, no, not even that big of a spoiler, but when you get to New Donk City and then in the Mushroom Kingdom, you can ride around a little Vespa. Mm. And it felt like everyone went, this is, like, the best thing Nintendo has ever done. And then just, a few months later, they're like, what if we fucking put a motorbike in Zelda as well? It's like, is this going to be their new thing where they just fucking motorbikes it, just a Tetris motorbike where you're just fucking hooning up the side of the level?
Imagine if they put one in Mario Kart.
Okay, so I am going to probably get killed here, but I haven't...
You're about to do!
He climbs up onto the rafters and jumps off.
Is there a motorbike in Zelda?
Yeah,
in the DLC, there's a motorbike now. When you finish, like, the dungeon and stuff...
I'm not happy about that at all.
It's justified as it's, like, Link's divine beast.
Yeah, well...
That camel was fucking huge. Like, you can believe the big... Camel, but not a motorbike?
Motorbike, yeah, it's a motorbike.
But dude, it's like Zelda and Road Rash coming together. It's like your two dreams.
Yeah, but they do it in a way where, like, they're not like, oh, this is a motorbike. Everyone's like, fuck's this machine. Oh, yeah, this strange invention. Which you'd figure it out quickly. Yeah, you'd come up with a name for it instead of every time you saw it go, what isn't it still?
Yeah.
I like the idea that just once a year they just keep doing DLC for it and it's just some new weird vehicle. Just seeing how far they can push it. You know what I mean?
I'd like for there to be like a plane type thing where you could fly around in real life.
Buddy, I've got some news for you.
Really?
And I phrased that correctly.
Some stuff has happened. I mean, they put, you know, remember with Mario Kart 8 not long after it came out on the Wii U where they put fucking Mercedes-Benz, they had some deal with them and all of a sudden you could drive around in a Merc?
Yeah.
I hated that, but it seems like they're just going to do more and more of that now.
I kind of like they put those the Xenoblade clothes in.
Yeah.
I'd love for them to do more of that. Just like Burger King uniform. Dude, go nuts with it.
Yeah. If you could dress Link up like Mayor McCheese and then run around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people have hacked it and put it on the PC, right? So you can play as Shrek in it and all this stuff.
Actually, yeah, that's true. And like Waluigi and things.
Mm.
I love. They're like, we can make it anything. Another Nintendo character.
The thing from the meme that everyone's obsessed with at the moment.
I've lost all my creativity by playing video games for too long. Oh God.
Hello, it's Adam again. Just coming back here because I haven't been able to bloody stop thinking about that loot crate thing I told you about before. I've gotten a bunch of them and they have good stuff in them, and I'm going to pass on my knowledge of this modern miracle that all this stuff shows up to your door. I'm going to tell you about how you can make it happen for you. It's simpler than you'd think. And you'll be the envy of all your friends and get your 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/filthycasuals. And then if you enter the code filthycasuals, you'll save 10% on any new subscription. The last loot crate theme was explore, and I don't even know what the next one is, the current one. So you'll just have to go and investigate that. At lootcrate.com. If you're on a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate has it. I'm happy. If I raid this dungeon, I'm happy to leave with either epic gear or some housewares. It's the best surprise you know is coming, and Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Monthly wearables and accessories with cult classics and your favorite franchises. Offer expires, they each expire on the 19th of the month, so you've just missed the December one at 9 p.m. Pacific time, but you can get the next one, and it's until January the 19th. Whatever you're looking for, you won't find it standing still, unless it's a statue that you're looking for. Get out of your safety zone and get out there and explore, which was the previous theme, so replace whatever the current theme is with the word explore. There, let this January's theme inspire you to broaden your horizon. This is all the previous month. Look, I don't know what it has this month, but you can go and find out pretty easily. Once again, by going to lootcrate.com/filthycasuals and entering our code filthycasuals to save 10% off of any new subscription today.
Yeah, so Greg, Mario Odyssey, you played that a lot in the hospital. Have you finished it now?
I finished it, but haven't finished collecting all the moons and everything.
I mean, I don't feel like any of us will ever do that.
Yeah, well.
Has anyone done all of them? Really?
Whoa.
This guy's smashing the man button. I love it. How long did it take you? To get here today, I mean. About a week.
Fuck.
Fuck, man.
Non-stop? Yeah, what were you suffering from in the hospital?
Probably depression.
Yeah, I got pretty close. I kind of stopped because a lot of them are just like, oh, it's in the corner.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them are very engaging to do, but I stopped after doing that very last thing that shows up in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't say too much because...
Yeah. Mario gets a motorbike.
You actually didn't get that far, Nox. That's halfway through.
Oh, the Vespa. Yeah, right. Okay, I forgot there actually was one in there.
Come on, guys.
Greg, what are you most looking forward to in 2018? In video games, not just life stuff.
I was going to say losing weight. I just got to do it, man. I don't know. I don't even know what's around, to be honest. I'm making a bit of money now. I want to get VR. Want to get VR. I did that plank thing recently, you know, the...
Planking, yeah, that's cool, man.
I was planking, man, so cool. Like...
But then this one guy comes in and like a motorbike helmet and he's dancing and nobody else is into it. A few seconds later, everyone's doing it.
Fuck. Anyway, the plank game, have you...
What's the plank game?
No, it's just this weird... It's this VR thing where you literally just get in an elevator and then and you go up to the top of a building in a city and then...
This is your work, isn't it? No. It's just you at the ABC every day.
Sit at a desk.
Maybe it is. No, and you go... And then there's just a plank of wood. It sounds so shit. I thought everyone knew about it. Like, I didn't know I'd have to explain it.
Keep in mind, this is you justifying a machine that costs $800.
Yeah. And you walk out on the plank of wood.
It's just Bunnings. Doing. Just go to Bunnings.
Heard of this thing, but the plank is, like, over the edge of the building. So it's, like, Buster Keaton-y, like, oh, maybe I'll fall. It's meant to be cool.
And this is the thing. As soon as I saw a video of it online, I went, I'm sure you'll just go, yeah, cool, and just walk out on the plank. It's fine. It's not scary. And as soon as I actually put the thing on and you have to walk out on the plank over the city, I'm just going, it's so hard.
It's just while you're in hospital and you're like, well, my foot's fucked. I might never be able to walk again. So this is thrilling.
Yeah. But then again, now that you say it, though, $900 to walk out in a plane seems... Because I haven't played anything else on VR that's good.
A lot of VR stuff is pretty close to that, where it's like, look at the size of this fucking thing. You're like, yeah, it's not real, though.
And it's cool for 20 minutes, and then you go, oh, man, I've wasted a lot of money. Yeah.
Well, that's it. All the games are real. I really liked the Batman one that there is, but you're Batman for 40 minutes, and then you're like, oh, okay.
And you spend the first 35 minutes pretending to wank in the mirror.
Yeah, I did a lot of that. I made him do, like, the Macarena immediately.
VR experience of, like, you guys going to Mr. Big at Target. Like, that would help me gain a lot of empathy for your situation. That's it. There's just not the... It's just like we've got one that we share. Mm. No questions. And
do you mean a separate clothing section? I thought you were talking about... Like, we've got a... We don't have to go there. We've got a different...
Oh, yeah. Me and Ben share a wardrobe.
We've got a plank of wood that we all share.
Oh, we've got...
Occasionally walk on it.
We've got a VR thing between us.
Yeah. There's just not... Yeah, there's... I think there's still yet to be that thing where it's like, this is the must-have VR. I'm
starting to think there won't be.
Well, I think that's probably true as well. Like... I remember when the Wii came out and I played Wii Tennis and I played Wii Bowling, I was like, this is the best.
Mm.
And then every other game was just like, oh, I would rather just use a controller.
Yeah.
And then everybody bought a Wii, but I think the add-on sales were very low. And then it's like, hey, just use a fucking controller. And then when they finally stopped supporting the Kinect, I was like, yeah, good. It's the worst thing. Yeah. Who wants to sit in their lounge room going, hello, Xbox? Just turn it on with a button. Like, it's so much easier.
That sucks. Real entertainment is getting a plank of wood, middle of your floor.
Yeah. I've never used a Kinect. Does it work? Does it work well at all?
No, not at all.
Because they had a Fruit Ninja thing on there, and I always thought that'd be cool if you're just like in real time doing that.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks so hard because you don't feel any, like, you're just going like this and like hoping that it works.
Fun to me.
And I'm not just saying that Fruit Ninja exclusively. Fruit Ninja is a great... Actually, he doesn't work for that company anymore. It's shit. But the Kinect itself was shit. There's just nothing worked properly. It was always like you go, hang on, no, I've got to sit back down again so it registers where I am.
Yeah, move closer, be less tall. Like.
And even with VR, I remember playing...
Lose weight, talk to your parents more.
And I did play PlayStation VR, and that's a similar thing where it's like constantly like, oh, wait, you got to recalibrate it because something happened.
Yeah.
And you're worried that... Because if you're playing it with friends, you're worried that like one of your friends is going to do some shit to you while you're doing it.
Well, that depends on the sort of people you hang around with, but yeah. But yeah, no, but the thing about that is like, I think it's only fun if you've got a group of you and you kind of like take turns with it because you get that, like, you know, everyone gets their experience with it, and then it's also fun watching other people look silly in it. But the process of like taking it off and moving it onto someone and then having to recalibrate, it's like all the fun is sucked out of this.
And it is more fun in that like brief using it socially thing, like a fondue set or something, you know, like it's not a particularly worth it.
Let's trade ours in and get a fondue set. No offense to the listener who bought it for us, but let's just fucking get a fondue set.
No, what we need to do is develop fondue set VR.
Right.
And we'll have it all.
Right.
I think I could look at food in VR and be happy with that. And go like, oh, well, it looks real, but I'm just going to take it off and be hungry.
What if you did it so it was like augmented reality, so you actually are using a fondue set, but instead of like dipping in a piece of steak, what do you dip in fondue?
La-di-da. Someone's living large on the ABC coin.
Well, a prawn then. You're tipping in a prawn.
Oh, a prawn, yeah. Very good, Greg, you fucking idiot.
I don't know, but it changes. So you're dipping in steak, but it looks like a prawn, and you eat it thinking, "Oh, I'm going to be eating a prawn." Oh, it tastes like steak.
No, I know what you mean.
What?
Okay, that's
been really fun.
No, you can make yourself like a bowl of rice every night, and save money by dressing it up to look like a really good meal.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could make it look good, but it could just be a fun game where it's like, guess which food you're eating because it looks like a different food. Then you eat it, and it's like that's different to what I expected.
Would you?
10 out of 10 game of the year.
Would you buy this game, audience, if we actually made it? Yeah.
Or would you
I want sale.
I'm a bit confused on the details.
Alternatively, so you could just put a blindfold on and do the same.
Yeah, maybe. But why do that when you can spend $900 to have a piece of steak that looks like a prawn? Why would you bother?
Yeah, you can buy a Batman mask and jerk off in front of a mirror.
Oh, I jacked off Batman. That's so cool. So you've spent all the money on the steak. But you want to look at it and think it's something that's cheaper than a steak.
That's not the game. You don't get the game. It's not.
But you're saying it's augmented. So you're watching this through your phone, and on your phone it looks like something different to what it is.
It's all it is a guessing game. That's the game. And then someone has to get a piece of paper out and write.
Like the fact that your brother is like a game developer. This is like Martin Scorsese's brother being on a podcast. He's like, what if there was a movie that's just like this dude and he's fucking walking around doing shit the whole time? It's fucking, no, you don't get it. It'll be sick.
Yeah, fair cop.
So you want to get a VR? Anything else?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know what's coming out. I actually don't know what's coming out next year.
Do you give a shit about like 4K TVs and PS4 Pros and whatever?
No, I don't care. I got a 3D TV when that first came out, and I used it once.
Really?
Yeah, I got a 3D TV years ago and just went, oh, 3D TV. And then because Gears of War on Xbox 360 had 3D support, and I played it for half an hour, and then my eyes kind of hurt, and then I never used it again.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't care about...
VR has that same problem where after a bit of using it, you just get a little... Ooh, a little woozy.
Yeah.
Can't win them all. Yeah. We were going to do another segment. We were going to do a bit of mailbag. We're going to do some listener emails.
Yeah.
Adam collated all these. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you've got them ready to go.
Yeah. Here they are.
He had Spotify open, then he was opening something else. He's not ready at all.
I had the podcast intro music in the email thing. Yeah. Hold on, let me just open another file here really quickly.
I'm just opening notes. Yeah. What are you doing?
Hold on.
Filled myself at three.
let me just...
He's writing a note.
Quick.
Fuck off, Greg. Okay.
All right, I got some emails here.
So you went through the email address and you found all these.
Yeah. Well, because we often run out of time to read out people's
emails.
So it'd be good to finally get to some listener emails.
Has anyone here emailed us anything? Yeah, cool. Well, here's some strangers' thoughts. email number one, dear Adam, Tommy, and Ben, love the podcast, blah, 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 blah. With your recording setup, do you ever find it difficult to record an entire episode whilst looking at Adam, considering how sexy he is?
Okay.
This is a listener who sent this in.
Yeah, this is from Ian.
Ian.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was Ian Smith from Neighbours. Guy that plays Harold.
I think the email would sound a little something like this.
Oh, hello. Hello, video game. What's your name again? Filthy Casuals.
I enjoyed that and I've never watched Neighbours. I'm sure that's a great impression.
It is. It's all right. It's not bad.
Do we find it with our record? So it's a question about our recording setup.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the email to you again.
Okay.
Like, why? You can't remember the specific wording?
I could read out the exact same wording again. Because
it's just there. Just read it again.
I've done it. I'll just put it back in post. I'll put it in the same reading again.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I could just go back and listen to the recording now to hear exactly what you said.
I've actually forgotten the question.
It seemed to be a question about our recording setup that then was nothing to do with the actual setup.
Takes a real left turn there.
Yeah, and more about leading up to basically Adam Knox is sexy, which is an obvious joke because he's so physically unattractive.
Yeah.
But I mean,
asking if I get distracted by things about you, then the answer's yes. But then the sexy stuff, that's a bit of a left turn, yeah.
All right, well, we can ask another question.
My answer was yes, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You do get distracted by how sexy
you are. Oh, I actually don't like that answer. dear Tommy, Ben, and Adam, Love the podcast. Blah, 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 blah. Where's the actual question here?
Well, they're going on about how much they love the podcast.
What if, how long is that email?
Yeah, it's taking him a long time to find the email.
What's all these pictures involved? They've what? Just what is this?
A lot about what they like. All right. This question's more for Tommy and Ben. Do you ever feel inferior considering Adam is the best one on the podcast?
But I feel like...
Wait.
Can't just read that out and not give us any of the context of what seems like three pages of stuff before.
It's just sort of pictures of me.
Okay, all right.
I'm cluing into a little...
Greg, don't lift the curtain!
Oh, okay, don't worry.
Who was that? I don't think I caught the name of that letter writer, by the way.
Tem.
Tim.
Tem. Terrence, I meant to say.
Okay.
That's a real name.
Terrence. Well, what was the question again?
Do Ben and Tommy get inferiority complexes from...
I'll field this one. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because they don't have the ample frame of a husky gentleman.
Yeah.
Lets you walk around with a lot more presence and confidence.
Yeah.
Especially in a wonderful Mr. Big shirt.
Yeah.
From your friends and mine at Target.
Yeah. How do you feel? Do you feel inferior compared to Knox, Greg?
Why?
Yeah.
Even the way you...
Yeah. How dare you ask me that, Tommy?
Me?
Knowing the
Caesar?
How obvious.
I'm a pretty big deal, man.
I didn't even lose my job when I was out for 3 weeks with gout.
In comparison to Knox, I feel like Mr. Small.
All right.
Small dick.
Shit, man.
For the listeners at home, I'm doing the shaka sign that surf.
Oh, that deserved so much more. Like,
doing the... Yep. Bloody day.
All right, so it's time for the next email that exists.
Yeah, another email.
All right.
How many of these do you have, by the way? You told me before you had 18.
So how many have I done? Two?
Yeah, so 16 more of these to read out.
Yep. This one's a short one. Dear Tommy, Ben and Adam, what's up? That was the third one. Dear okay, Tommy,
who,
Ben
no,
and
who
Adam.
Is that we'll from? You've got to read their name out. They want to hear it.
All right, that's from Harold.
Harold?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he said, what's up with you guys?
Oh, okay.
That's the full one.
Not much, yeah. Man. We're in Sydney at the moment.
Yeah. Mm. Feels like that one could have been funnier. But
yeah, I feel
letter
like...
letter writer didn't put in as much effort as he should have.
Yeah, no. Well, that letter, I think, is probably weaker than the next 15... But it's more the fact that just I think that one was just a bit of a filler while the letter writer was thinking about their email. Dear Tommy, Ben and Adam, love the podcast. Why do you guys spend so much time doing the fashion report when none of you wear anything interesting?
Wow, that's really cut me deep.
Yeah.
And I say that as someone who's wearing a yellow t-shirt and blue jeans and white sneakers.
Which, whose point are you trying to prove there?
I don't know anymore.
Dear Tommy, Ben and Adam. Do you really want 14 more?
Keep doing it, man.
All right.
It's not like I'm parked in a 2-hour zone.
Dear Tommy, Ben and Adam, do you guys not read out many emails because you don't get a lot of good ones and might have to make them up? Or is it because you enjoy the lovely flow and this one's poorly written and...
disjointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really type out in there?
I kind of feel
wrote,
I feel like they might have realized they were alienating the audience with that first part and got a bit panicked and tried to kind of make up for it and then just fucked it.
I don't know why you think they were writing this email in front of an audience. That would be a weird place to write an email or read one. Oh, no, my phone ran out of battery.
Oh, well, thanks for writing in, everyone. We really appreciate it. It's always nice to hear from the fans that very much do exist.
You can tell when applause is obligated, by the way. It's something you pick up over the years if you get a lot of it.
Also want to point out, Knox was going through his actual inbox and flicking through actual emails as if he needed a visual prompt to imagine an email.
Yeah.
It's method.
Hey, and I think everyone here can agree, it paid off.
Yeah. That when you get home and find the cat heads or whatever it is that I send to you, I've Jared Leto'd this one.
You've gone crazy, mate.
He sent a bunch of cat heads to people when he was filming Suicide Squad, didn't he? No, I just looked at one person, he went, nah.
He
said something. He said like dead animals to the rest of the Suicide Squad people. I've got one nod, and that's the director. Rats, dead rats. Sounds like cats.
So
you could see how I would have made that mistake.
A dead rat you thought was head of a cat.
Yeah, you could see how that might have changed in my brain.
Absolutely, I cannot.
I often go to the wrong house because I just go to an address that rhymes. That's how my brain works, is just with rhyming.
Give us an address now that rhymes with your real address.
I was trying to think of one.
Well, anything rhymes with 100. All the hundreds rhyme with each other, so that's fine.
I'm 69 Bershey Byway. all right, we should wrap this up in a second, but I just want to, speaking of correspondence, we had a, we've never read this out, have we? We got a, just a wonderful iTunes review a little while ago.
We haven't read this out, but I thought that was for a reason.
You don't want to read it out? I think it's good.
Maybe I'm just off of the idea of reading or pretending to read things out.
Oh, okay. No, this is a real thing that we got on iTunes.
Yeah, this is real.
Should we read this out?
Yeah, I'm happy to.
I'm happy
this
to do
a,
it.
This is a review of us.
Yeah, I gathered that, yes.
Okay. So
I went along.
See if you can pick which way this is going to go from the subject line. Uninformed, idiotic, and juvenile. Mm. This podcast is akin to listening to a bunch of drunk frat boys talk over each other at a bar. Mm.
Which we're literally, like they've opened pretty accurately. Yeah.
Hey, none of it. I mean, we're not frat boys.
Yeah. No, that's true. I didn't.
No one here is cool enough to be a frat boy.
Yeah, dropped out of uni twice.
Yeah,
it revolves around video games, or is supposed to, but rarely do they stay on topic. Their goal is to get laughs, but their methods are just too crass and lowbrow to be appealing to someone that isn't a teenager. Try being clever and informative instead, wankers.
That's very
like one star, just in case.
Very unfair for a podcast that today opened with discussion of Yoshi's wet slit.
Yeah. I think the reason I didn't think this review's so ridiculous we should read it out in the podcast is because I can't find a flaw.
Yeah, that's I feel so split because on the one hand I'm like, this is one of the most fucking idiotic things I've ever seen, but also, yeah, none of it is wrong. Yeah. Like, it's all 100% accurate.
Yeah. Apart from the bit where he goes, they're crass, and then calls us wankers, that seems a little bit hypocritical.
Yeah.
Would a frat boy know the word hypocritical? Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not that complicated of a word.
I think the only bit that's incorrect is the one star bit. We deserve less than that. He's fucked it there. All right, well, we are going to wrap up this episode of Filthy Casuals. Big round of applause for, I guess, Greg Larson, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks everyone for coming down to Cake Wines, and thanks all of you to listening at home. And as we say at the end here of every episode of Filthy Casuals, open your inbox, that might help.
Maybe there's another email here that had what we always say in it. They call me Mr. Big.
You got it, man. You got it. Adam Knox, everybody. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's good to take time out from doing my constant Who's Line appearances. King of Improv, that's me.
Will those filthy casuals boys ever learn?
Thank you all, everybody, for listening. If you want to leave us an iTunes review yourself, maybe a more positive one, who knows? You can do that, and it actually does help us out. So if you want to take the time to do that, we really appreciate it. Otherwise, you can go. We've got a new premium episode up at filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com. It's about the best video game of music of all time, according to us. And if you want to go to filthycasuals.com.au, you can find everything that we do there. Patreon as well, we're on that. We've got all sorts of things. You figure it out. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. We'll be back next week with our very special Game of the Year episode. Ooh, have a Merry Christmas before then, though. See you later, or whatever it is you celebrate. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.